Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. This is Paul, and we're reading the Suffer Well devotional series. This is the 362nd episode. We are moving along here, and we're going to start off. This is a great topic. We didn't touch too much during this series, and it's part of suffering well. And it's so hard because we just want to get things done. But Yah says sometimes we got to be patient. See, there are two type of people. Number one is the ones that just can't wait to get something done, and they're just ahead of the game. And then there's the others that start these big projects, but at the end, they burn out and they don't get the job done. But Yah says, forget about your plan. It's my plan. It's time to die to ourselves, and it's time to be patient and stick to my plan, and you'll persevere. So we're going to read about that today. And we're going to start off, I'm going to read the devotional, and then we're going to discuss it. We're going to start off with a scripture in Ecclesiastes 7, verse 8. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 8 says, the end of a matter is better than its beginning. The patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. It is because it was finally over that Solomon writes such things. What was he expressing with the exhale of such words that vibrated over his vocal cords? Would you consider the character of Yahweh in every process, loved one? Would you credit the pleasure of the pain, the victories, and the defeats, all as the working of his hands? The process should answer, accumulate the concession, I just need to get through this. A healthier in perspective would yield a different reference or inference. Yahweh has orchestrated this to remove some idol in my life, to demonstrate a stronghold in my ego. Pain in the thought world always equals the death of the improper attachment to something in the physical realm. And so to the conclusion of the matter is the removing of deadly adhesions to unholy things. It is the intent and the supernatural process. And because the intent is supernatural, the conclusion will have supernatural results. The end of the matter is surely better than its beginning, and patience is always better than pride. Yahweh is very patient in removing the pride within you and actually keeps you from him. Imagine a great love that never fails, the only way of loving. And then imagine how that love longs to evolve your entire being. But by being true love, it has to operate, but to wait. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. This unsearchable perfect love, which longs to envelop you, waits patiently while all that rejects it is removed from within you. All fear must cast out in order to dwell in perfect love, 1 John 4, 18. All pride goes away to meekness, and all boasting becomes wrapped in humility, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. Listen closely to the conclusion of the matter, because you have been given revelation of this pattern, understanding and wisdom about the process. You can then participate in the supernatural. You can praise him and give thanks even during the process, Psalms 100, verse 4. Be pleased when the things go well. But when things seem hard, consider this. Yahweh has made the one as well as the other. So man shall never know what lies ahead of him, Ecclesiastes 7, verse 14. And even though you do not know what lies ahead, you do not need to wait for the end of the matter to praise him, to the end is always better than the beginning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then my friend Jeff that wrote this with another person in jail, he wrote this from the fellow's messages in jail, this whole devotional, gives a personal note here and says, as always, I never read a devotional until I open them to edit. But what has transpired in my life over the last few weeks to the exact process, I have actually thought this very thing. I just need to get through this. I have counted many days until the day that I would not be required to sit at my computer for hours to write and edit. I just need a few days off, I would reason. My arm, my hand, my wrist have all been in agony. I've had to change my position and change my mouse from the internal trackpad and then to the internal trackpad back again to the mouse. It has gotten to the point that on any given day, I have to go back and forth between three things just to get through the day, just to manage a share pain in my wrist. Just a few more weeks, just a few more days, I would concede. But then Yahweh spoke to me. He showed me that this was my self, the remains of my ego, my pride, that was stretching and clawing and scratching to hang on to the last vestige of hope that it would not have to die. I felt as if I could not think straight anymore. After hundreds of days in a row, my mind was blank, numb, and in pain. I was confused, angry, depressed, and unmotivated. After hundreds of days in which I was 100% confident in the supernatural direction for each devotion, every word ended, and all the scriptures, and today, all of the scriptures I wake to read was a sudden blank. Nonetheless, each morning when I would wake to read today's devotion, what came from what seemed to be in a blink, numb and unmotivated mind yesterday, was completely heavenly inspired. What he was showing me was none of you, Jeff, all of me. It has always been me. And then on the 361st day of the year, just 4 days till the end, as I sit to edit this devotional number 362, I opened up to read A Matter's End. All I could say was, O Yahweh, you are my faithful and true. You must increase and I must decrease. John 3:30. And in the end of the matter is surely better than the beginning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like we said, many times we start things that we don't necessarily finish. And as we read these things and we read what was said here in Ecclesiastes, it's part of a chapter that is the wisdom of life written by Solomon. And in this, we look at the importance of patience, but let's look at all the things of the importance of the wisdom of life from supposedly one of the wisest men in the scriptures. Yahweh had blessed this man with a tremendous amount of knowledge. Unfortunately for Solomon, his personal desires made that knowledge go to waste as he continued to defile his temple, the temple that Yahweh blessed him with in his body, and he continued to seek after others more than seeking after Yahweh. But let's look while Yahweh blessed him with this wisdom and what the wisdom said that was made him the most knowledgeable in all of the land. And he says in Ecclesiastes 7, a good reputation is more valuable than a costly perfume. And the day you die is better than the day you are born. Do you get that? A good reputation is more valuable than costly perfume. And the day you die is better than the day you are born. And then we look at the end and the beginning. And we look at the day you die is better than you that you are born. Now that doesn't seem like the way the world goes today, there's so much joy around birth, but around death there's so much sadness. But Yahweh's different, and this is what it's about. Verse 2 says, better to spend your time at funerals than at parties. After all, everyone dies, so the living should be taken to heart. You see, you understand, Yahweh has a way of speaking to us. The living should take this to heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, for sadness has a refining influence on us. A wise person thinks a lot about death, while a fool thinks about having a good time. For me, personally, in my life, one of the most important things was when I was going through some tough times, and somebody read this to me. Somebody read it to me. Better is to spend your time. Sorrow is better than laughter, and sadness is better than refining influence. It's powerful, powerful. If we want to grow spiritually, it's not those times on the mountaintops that are going to help us grow. Those are the times we'll be able to easily joy and praise. But it's those times in the valleys. That's where we're growing. That's where we're becoming new. That's where we're understanding what love is about and patience is about and dying to ourselves is about. Not at the top of the mountaintops, but in the valleys. We go on, it says, more wisdom of life. Better to be criticized by a wise person than to be praised by a fool. A fool's laughter is quickly gone like thorns cracking in a fire. This is also meaningless. Exhortation turns the people into fools, and bribes corrupt the heart. Finishing is better than starting, and patience is better than pride. We hear that. That's what this whole devotional is about today. Finishing is better than starting, and patience is better than pride. Everyone can have an idea, a great idea to start something, but how many of us are going to be patient enough to finish it, to go through the process? Everyone wants to pridefully speak about what they started and what they're doing, but how few can speak about what they've done and finished and completed it? And the thing is, we don't give it up to Yahweh. We try to do it ourselves. You know, and then we get taken away. The Bible says in chapter verse 9 of this, it says, control your temper, for anger labels you a fool. Don't long for the good old days. This is not wise. Wisdom is even better than if you have money. Both are a benefit. Wisdom is even better when you have money. Both are a benefit as you go through life. Wisdom and money can get you almost anything, but wisdom can save your life. Accept the way Yahweh does things, for who can straighten out what he has made crooked? Enjoy prosperity while you can, but when hard times strike, realize that both come from Yahweh. Remember that nothing is certain in this life. Remember, Yahweh has another plan for us, a different kingdom. We look at Proverbs 16, which also talks about the wisdom of life. Who can make our plans, but Yahweh gives the right answers. It's less of us and more of him. That's what the whole devotion was about, what the author Jeff came to realize about suffering and suffering well and the difference. Less of us and more of him. People may be sure of things in their own eyes, but Yahweh examines their motives. He's patiently waiting for us to commit our actions to him. And he says, then your plans will succeed. Once you finally die to yourself. Finally dying to yourself. We get this. And we go down to Proverbs 16 and in verse 32, it says, better is to be patient than powerful. Better is to have self-control than conquer a city. You get that? Better is to be patient than powerful. And it goes right back to what we just read in Wisdom or Ecclesiastes 7 verse 8. Where it says, better is to be criticized by a wise person than to be praised by a fool. Well, no, 7, Ecclesiastes, yes, 7, verse 8. The end of a matter is better than the beginning. The patient in spirit is better than the proud. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's what we think. Finishing is better than starting, and patient is better than proud. And then 6:32, Proverbs 16:32, better to be patient than powerful. Better to have self-control than to conquer a city. Proverbs 14:29 says, he who is slow to get angry has great understanding, but he who is quick-tempered makes his foolish way look right. To have patience and temperance. Galatians 5:22 says, but the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, produces the kind of fruit of our lives, the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness, good, and faithfulness. And then we see Ephesians 4, verse 2 says, always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other. Make an allowance for each other's faults because of your love. And I think about this, and we think about spiritual growing. And I think about, people would call it a flaw of mine, but I call it, I don't know, people say it's too trusting, but I usually give people the benefit of the doubt in situations. When people come to me quick, well, this person this or that, or this, I give people the benefit of the doubt. Remember, it says in Ephesians 4, verse 2 here, always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other. Make an allowance for each other's faults because of your love. And I think about the love Yahweh has for me. And I think about how much patience he has with me. How patient he is with me. It's like a parent and their children. You know, we can quickly overreact to a situation. Or we could trust the process of our teaching our children, and with patience, watch them get it eventually. You know, and it's a tough thing. It's a real tough thing. But this is one of the fruit of the Spirit, and this is part of spiritual growth. It's patience. You know, a lot of people, you know, their patience is the thing that gets them in. They want things now. They want answers now. It says in Colossians 3, verse 12, therefore, as the elect of Yahweh, holy and beloved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And patience. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 14 says, and we urge you, brothers, to be mindless, the unruly, and encourage the faint-hearted, and help the weak, and be patient with everyone. Patient with everyone. Patience. Ephesians 4 verses 2 and 3 says, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, accepting one another, diligently keeping the unity of the Spirit with the peace that binds. Now, how long patience? How long do we wait? You know, many of us are waiting many, many years for people to open up their eyes and to come see the truth of Yeshua. But I ask you, how long did it take you to get? How long before you finally got your eyes opened? Patience. I see people, you know, all of a sudden they got the answer to something, so they demand it from other people immediately. I say, well, slow down. How long did it take you to figure this out? So why do you expect other people to get it overnight? Patience. James 1:19 says, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. You know, let me give you an example. I meet people who are married, and they're both into Christianity, and then one of their eyes becomes opened, and now all of a sudden they realize they need to be doing more of Yahweh's commandments and keep his Yahweh's commandments. And let's say they were both believers for 50 years, let's say, their whole lives, and all of a sudden one of them gets it. Their eyes are open now. Let's say it took them 30 years for them to get their eyes open, let's say. Let's say even though they're believing the whole life, but let's say maybe when they got serious about the Bible when they were 20 and now they're 50. And now their eyes are opened. Wow, I need to be keeping more of the commandments. I need to be doing more. The law wasn't nailed to the cross. I can't be partaking in pagan festivals anymore. I got to start keeping the guidelines and instructions of my creator. So their eyes are open. So now what do? Are they patient with their spouse because it took them so long and all of a sudden they're going to be patient? No. What do? How come you're not doing this? It's like, well, wait a second. Because he hasn't shown this to me. My eyes aren't open yet to this. Well, that's evil, and I want a divorce because you're not doing this and we're unequally yoked. Let me tell you this, everyone, right now. If it took you a certain amount of time for your eyes to become open, you need not say a word and be patient until that person's eyes become open. You understand? Humility and gentleness. Yeah, you could, in a loving manner, say what your eyes have revealed to you. But don't get on someone's case overnight for something you just learned last week. Don't get on someone's case for something that they don't see in a year that took you 30 years to get. We need to treat everything with humility and patience. Humility and gentleness. That's what it says in the scripture. That's what it says. Out of love for one another. That's what it is. So we need to keep this and understand Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I am Yahweh. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted among the earth. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in Yahweh with all your heart, not leaning on your own thoughts. In all your ways acknowledge him and he'll make you straight. Patience. Yah, thank you. I know you're doing a work. I know it's your timing. This person might have more refining to go through. Thank you for opening up my eyes. You know, and maybe help that person open up their eyes through Yah's word and your experience. You know, that's what we got to do. So it says in Proverbs 13:6, godliness guards the path of the blameless, but the evil are misled by sin. That's what the enemy tries to do. But remember in 1 Corinthians 13:4, it says, love is patient and love is kind. Love is patient and love is kind. Love does not envy and it does not boast. It is not proud. Well, and here I am now and I keep the Torah and I'm a Sabbath keeper. And you're not. You're not. I can't stay married to you. You're not. I can't be in a relationship with you. Because even though you love Yeshua and you die for Yeshua, you don't keep the commandments. And I just saw this, and so now you have to see this. You'll get more answered in prayer than you will approaching a situation the wrong way. Love is patient and love is kind. I'm just so thankful my Creator doesn't do that to me. And he's patient and kind with me. And he wants me to see the truth. And he opens up our eyes when we could grow spiritually and humble ourselves. It's an exciting thing when our eyes are open to see the truth of Scripture, to realize that the church has been teaching people wrong, telling them the Torah has been nailed to the cross and we're not responsible to do certain things. The reason why so many people want to believe that is because the approach they take compared to the approach of people with a hammer banging people over the head with pride. We need to all humble ourselves. We need to understand. It says in Romans 2 verse 4, or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, forbearance and patience, not realizing that Yahweh's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance. You know, 2 Peter 3:15 says, bear in mind our wonderful Messiah, patience means salvation, just as our dear brother Paul who wrote, with all the wisdom of Yahweh. We need patience. We need to pray for that. We need that. It says Romans 12:2, rejoice in hope, be patient in affliction, and be persistent in prayer. Just remember your ride, your walk. Remember how long it took you to get there. You know, and with excitement, know Yahweh's doing what he's doing. Yahweh's doing it. Yahweh knows. Yahweh knows. Psalms 27, 13 and 14 says, remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of Yahweh in the land of the living. Wait for Yahweh. Be strong and take heart and wait for Yahweh. Psalm 62, 5 and 6 says, my soul waits in silence for Yahweh. For my hope from him, he is only my rock and my salvation. My stronghold, I shall not be shaken. I shall not be shaken. You know, and I'm not talking about people that aren't willing to learn. And I'm not talking about the world and the world's ways. But if somebody claims to love Yahshua, our wonderful Messiah, they'd be willing to die for him. But they just don't see the same thing in Torah as you see it. You need to be patient and be gentle with that. And understand that. One time, then the enemy tries to use that. Somebody came to me once, and they said they're separated. I said, why are you separated? They said, well, I got a revelation about Christmas. You know, and I told my wife that you can't have a Christmas tree in a house. And that's what created this separation. I said, man, you better go home and not let one little tree separate you from your marriage. You know, and you guys need to work that out, but don't let a tree separate you. And it's not a tree. There's a bigger issue there. You know, so we need to understand. It says in Psalm 37:7, be in the presence of Yahweh and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper and fret about their wicked scams. Hebrews 12:2-6, fixing our eyes on Yeshua, the pioneer and perfecter of the faith, the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame and sat down at the right hand of Yahweh. Seeing us, knowing things. And I've seen it. People wait 5-10 years. But we have to be confident. I leave you with Colossians 1:11 says, being strengthened with all the power according to the glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience. Hallelujah. Great endurance and patience. Praise Yah. Remember, humility and gentleness. Remember, you know, let Yahweh guide you and stay in prayer and joy. Don't let anyone's walk slow you down. But at the same hand, remember to love one another, and love is patient and love is kind. So I pray you get this today, and I pray Yahweh be with you. Have a blessed time and a blessed day, and suffer well, my friends, suffer well. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Blessed be your God.